Are you tired of the non-stop hustle and grind? Welcome to Life in Business, the podcast for business owners who want success without sacrificing life. I'm Libby Langley, your host, award-winning, no BS, straight-talking business coach, Amazon best-selling author, and the queen of easy business. Join me to learn simple and practical strategies for growing your business, your profits, and your confidence, and for having fun too. Here's this week's episode. Hello, Libby Langley here with another episode of Life in Business, the podcast for you if you are a business owner and you just want to do things more simply, more easily, and enjoy life a little bit more. And also the podcast for you if you're not a business owner, but you just like listening to podcasts about business. So welcome. Everybody's welcome here. Got one of my lovely Ask Me Anything episodes today. I did one of these quite a few months ago now, and I've been collecting questions that people have submitted to me. Maybe you've submitted one, who knows? And I'm going to go through them today. I've got five, but I'm not sure how long it's going to take me to answer each one. So I may not get to them all. And if so, I'll save them for the next one. But let's dive straight into it, because these are really great questions. I enjoy doing the Ask Me Anythings because it's, I guess, like shorter bursts of support and inspiration for you rather than lots of talk on one topic. So yeah, they're always fun and they're always exciting. And I know I've got them here in front of me, right? But I kind of never know quite what people are going to ask. So it's good. It's all good stuff. Okay, the first one is from Amy, who says, I don't know what to focus on and so end up doing nothing. Yeah. Procrastination is, it's the curse, right? It's the curse of the entrepreneur. And I think what can happen is, if you don't know what to focus on, of course you don't get anywhere because you don't know what to focus on. Therefore, you end up doing kind of things all over the place. And if you don't know what to focus on, it is really just so difficult to get motivated and to feel like you've made any progress with anything because, you know, we all have to-do lists, right? I've got a list of a few things and I started off, my husband was given a A4 like day diary thing, you know, old school, by his work. And I've got it on my desk. My intention was to write the things I wanted to achieve that day in that day's page in this diary. Yeah, I mean, I didn't do that. I did that like twice. And now I have a list that I kind of gradually work my way through. And then I transfer things over to whatever the actual date is, because at the moment, the page that's open that I'm still writing on, I think is 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, no, 13 days ago. Yes, 2 weeks ago. So you can see that that's not a system that works particularly well. However, the system that does work well is writing stuff down on there. And I don't mean it's like bigger, more important things. It's not just update my free agent accounting software. You know, that's because they're just kind of stuff. That's just stuff that I do every day. But the things on my list are things that really matter. And sometimes I don't want to do them. There's like somebody who's asked me to speak at a great big event in November, and we've been to-ing and fro-ing with details for months, and I've kind of got to the point where I'm a little bit frightened to chase, because I'm starting to feel like I'm a little bit desperate, or I'm sounding a little bit desperate. And I know that this isn't the case, right? It's just we haven't confirmed all the details, but it keeps going on my list, and it keeps, when I copy them all over to a new date, the ones that I haven't done, and add on new things, it keeps being added to it because it's a really important thing. And there's a different kind of marking system that I have for where I've got with the tasks. So if they're done, they get crossed out, right? They're done. And if I've done part of them, which is like, for example, follow up about this talk, it's got a tick. But it's not crossed out because it's not been resolved. So I don't know the answer. So I have a different, almost like a different scaling system. Interestingly, my husband will tick things when he started them and then cross out the tick or double cross out the tick when he's done them. And I'm like, oh, that's a system that I don't know. That's a system that I don't understand. So you need to find a system that works for you, right? And there is absolutely zero right or wrong. But anyway, as long as you know what your own system is, it's fine. You don't need to share it with anybody. And I'm quite paper-based with notes. I mean, I use the notes app in my phone because I think on the go, you know, if I think on the go, I can write stuff in there. But if everything, like, you know, all my podcast notes, they're all written out on paper, and things I want to do, they're either written in my diary book, or I've tried to move away from the post-it note reminder scenario that I used to do, because I was getting a bit overwhelmed with post-it notes. So now I write stuff in the diary. So, but I don't do reminders on the computer unless it's to block out time in my calendar. And if I block out time in my calendar to do stuff, it gets done. So if you're struggling to focus, to know what to focus on, or struggling to kind of focus on anything, then there is a number of techniques that you can try and that you can implement. And the thing that two things I would kind of keep in mind, they're like practical tools of what matters. But I would ask a deeper question than that. And that is, why does any of this matter? You know, what you've lost focus in your business because you've forgotten what it is, why you're doing what you're doing. So you need to kind of go step back and remember why you're in business in the first place. And that will help regain some of the focus and reignite the kind of fire in your belly. Because if we lose that passion and that enthusiasm, we're just doing the do, and it's just so boring and really hard work to motivate yourself, and not the reason that you started a business in the first place, right? You didn't start a business in the first place to trudge. I'm damn sure about that. So yeah, if you feel yourself kind of trudging or procrastinating or a bit, what the hell have I achieved this week? Then look back to why you're doing what you're doing. Have a little refocus. And write everything down that needs doing, whether it's just a little job like updating your finances, or it's like a big thing that's really going to move the needle. And from that, because get it out of your head, get it on paper. And from that, create a list of daily non-negotiables. And I've talked about these in a previous podcast episode. Do you know, I can't remember which one, but if you scroll back, you'll be able to find the one about daily non-negotiables. And if you create your list of daily non-negotiables, that can be like 3 things, 5 things, maybe 10, but that's probably a bit too many. But things that you do every day, come hell or high water. And it could be a needle moving stuff, right? Stuff that you focus on because it's the stuff that matters. And if you think, right, I need to contact 2 old clients every day. I need to post on social media every day. I need to email my list every day. I need to, you know, it's the outreach stuff that's going to be the needle moving stuff, that's going to be the important stuff. And that's what's going to help keep you focused. And if you know that you've done those daily non-negotiables, whatever, don't do anything else that day. It's fine. You know, it's fine to do that some days. It's fine to give yourself the grace and the kindness of true flexibility, because that's why you started your business, right? And if you've done your daily non-negotiables, the daily tasks that are going to move you forward, reaching out to people, contacting people, following up with people, all that stuff that can get lost because you're in the day-to-day, you're spending too long updating your finances, but when it doesn't really make any difference in the grand scheme of things, then that will help bring you back to focus, and it will make you feel like you're achieving something. And do you know why it'll make you feel like you're achieving something? Because you're achieving something. So it's an absolute win-win there. Okay, this one is from Beth. I make sales but never have any money in the bank. Ooh, I mean, it's hard, right? And I talk to, you know, quite a lot of the people who come to me and work with me one-to-one or in my Confidence to Grow program, is the money, understanding the money is something that people often just kind of haven't got to grips with, right? And it's not quite as simple as looking at your accounts and thinking, oh, right, that's how much profit I make, or that's how much money I make. Because in your accounts, your time won't be factored in. And there might be your dividend, there might be dividends or a salary or drawings, depending on what your legal setup for your business is, which is cash out of your business for sure. but your time isn't factored in. So if you feel like if you're making sales, but you've kind of got no time left and you just don't really know, you know, you don't understand why you haven't got any money left in the business, but you're knackered because you're working really hard to make the sales that you've got, then you need to do an exercise. Get a spreadsheet, put all your actual costs in, you know, what sales you make, your turnover, and everything that comes out, including your time. And that will give you a true picture of where your business is actually at. And I've done this exercise with clients and, you know, a client who thought that they had about a 70% profit margin. Actually, on some of their products, their profit margin was minus 1%, or minus 0.1%, but minus anyway, which is not great. You know, it's not a great position to be in. However, doing the exercise of work, really drilling down on these numbers in a different way to the way an accountant would, in a kind of actual practical, right, let's put everything in this, including time, they are in such a positive position now because they know what's going on. And you can't grow and scale and build a business until you know what's going on, until you know what the foundations are, right? Until you have something, a really solid structure on what to build on. And what so often happens is that we start a business. Amazing, I'm going to start a business. Woo! And then we put something on social media, immediately go out and tell people we've started this business. Great. Get some clients. Fantastic. So stop the marketing because we've got these clients that we need to serve. And then there's the panic that, oh God, all those clients are coming to an end. So we put an offer out on social media, which sells because it's, you know, you're a nice person, people like you. But then you've got loads of clients on a discounted price and you've got even less money in your bank account because you haven't factored in your time to all the costings that you're doing and you're working really hard, you're servicing all these clients, but there's no money left. And so then you're panicking because these discounted clients are not your ideal clients and you're paddling around and really struggling to move forward in what you do. And it just becomes this perpetual cycle for years, right? So pricing your products accordingly, products and services accordingly is really, really critical. But you can't, it's not necessarily a case of just raise your prices. Yes, just raise your prices because I'm damn sure you won't be charging enough, right? However, you need to know what that actually means. You need to be able to drill down further into that and say, ah, right, per hour of coaching or per handbag sold, or whatever that your business is, I know that 20 pence, 400 pounds, everything in between is going to be money in my pocket. And then that really helps you know what you can scale. It gives you the confidence to grow, right? Because you know the facts and you know the data. So if you're making sales but you haven't got any money left, there's something wrong in the business, you know, something somewhere. So come talk to me. I'll be able to help you work it out. But do that exercise. And it's something that in my Confidence to Grow group program, it's something that we really work through. So if you want to join that or have any more information about that, just let me know, send me a message. And work out what your true costs are in the business. And I know that that's going to unlock some real freedom for you because you're going to be in control and you're going to know what's going on. And that is so, so empowering, right? Knowing what's going on. Okay, we have got a question from, I did not write the name down for this. So if this is your question, I'm so sorry, I don't have the name. I'm miles away from my goal and feel really fed up. Oh my, how can I get out of this? Oh gosh, I've been there by lots of times. That I'm never going to achieve it funk is so difficult. It's so challenging. It's soul destroying. And the reason that we kind of get into this funk is that we're just focusing on the end goal, you know? The end goal to buy, I don't know, what would it be? Maybe to buy a Caribbean island, to live in a big fancy five-bedroom detached house with a swimming pool, to buy a Ferrari, to go on a luxury all-inclusive three-week holiday. I don't know, could be a really big, a big goal, right? To retire your partner, to create enough money so that you can sell your business and retire yourself. The big, big, big goal, right, is big. It's absolutely big. You know that big, scary, hairy stretch goal? That, yeah, it's frightening. So you're miles away from that. Blimey, I mean, I'm miles away from my big, big, big goal. And will I ever achieve it? I don't know, because it kind of kind of changes. It kind of changes along the way. And also certainly the big goal that I had when I started the business back in 2011 is way different to the big goal that I have now. So big goals are fluid and flexible too. But if you just focus on that massive end goal, of course you're going to get blooming depressed, because it's like a life dream. But if you focus on, if you reframe that and you focus on thinking about the progress that you've actually made and the small step goals along the way, that is way healthier. It's way kinder to yourself and it's way more motivating. Right, let me put it into real world terms. And at the time of the recording, we've just had the London Marathon and I love it. You know, I was watching it at 8:30 in bed on the iPad, and then I was moved to the TV and watched the highlights at 6 p.m. So I watched it all day, right? I just find it such an incredibly inspirational event to watch. You know, the fastest people do it in what, 2 hours? 7 minutes, 5 minutes? It's insane, right? It's insanely fast. And there's a lot of people who do it between 3.5 to kind of 5. You know, I guess most people finish within that bracket. But the slowest guy? That seems unkind. I mean, he was. But the final finisher did it in 9 hours and 7 minutes, right? Which is something like a 2.5 mile an hour walking pace. So a kind of a slowish walking pace. But achieved it. And everybody got the same medal, right? Apart from the elites. But everybody gets the same medal. But when you start a marathon, and I did the Paris Marathon in 2018, so I do speak from experience here too. But the thing with the marathon is, if you start that marathon at 10 a.m. or whenever your group cohort goes off and you're like, yay, 26.2 miles, let's go. Oh my God, that's a long way. It's a long, long way. And your feet will hurt and your knees will hurt and you want to die and you'll hate the world. And, you know, it's really difficult. So breaking it up into, right, I'm going to get to the next mile sign or kilometre sign. That's my next goal. I'm just going to get there. I'm going to get to the next bank of portable toilets and have a wee. I'm going to get to the next person who's holding up a high five sign. Oh God, I wanted to punch anybody who had one of those, honestly. It's just like, no, I do not need this. I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to do another 30 steps and then I'm going to eat a jelly baby. Yeah, it's those small steps. Or I was counting a lot of mine in park runs. I used to do park run, which is a 5K race, 3.1 miles, a free timed run for all abilities throughout the world, actually. UK started in the UK, but every Saturday. And so I was kind of counting down, certainly after I'd got to about 8-9 miles or something, I was counting up my marathon progress in park runs. Oh, I'll do a park run because I know I can do a park run. All right. So I'll just do another park run. There's 3 park runs left. Huh. There's 2 park runs left. And that really helped to break things down into these kind of manageable chunks. So if you think, oh, I'm miles away from my goal, I'm never going to get there. All right, let's break that down. What does it mean? Your next £1,000 that you earn. Woo! That's £1,000 closer to where you want to be, your million-pound goal. You know, celebrate all of that and break it down. And it's much healthier and it's much more realistic. And you will see how far you're actually going and you will enjoy the process much more. You know, if I'd started off the marathon or the people, my Paris marathon or the people doing the London marathon recently, if they started off going, well, I haven't finished yet. It's like, no, because you've only just blooming started. And 10 miles, well, I haven't finished yet. No, because you've only done 10 miles. And you know, it sounds so ridiculous when you kind of put it into real world terms there, because of course you haven't finished because you haven't got there yet, but you will if you just carry on doing these, literally taking these steps, then you will. And so treat your business in the same way, you know. The end goal, you might end up being like the Barclay Marathon, which is like 100 plus miles, the one in America that the British woman has been the second woman ever to finish, first woman to finish, which is incredible, right? But you don't know. You don't know what the journey is going to bring to you. So the end goal is the big, woo, maybe, that would be nice. But the steps are actually more important, and that's what's going to bring you the joy along the way. So, yeah. Incremental gains, that's what matters. Have another question from Ben. Thank you. Having a man, like it. I don't know how to structure my day and just sit at my desk from 9 to 5. Yeah, I mean, this is quite similar to I don't know what to focus on. The first question there from Amy. Structuring your day can be really hard when you have your business, because you have so much freedom that, whoa, I don't know, what do I do? And our comfort zone is the 9 to 5, because that's what we were all raised on, right? You know, you turn up at 9 o'clock, you have an hour for your lunch, you finish at 5. That's the norm, the working norm in the world. And so when you can do anything that you want in your day, is a real fear with that, and a real genuine fear with that. And I absolutely have done that. I've thought, well, I need to just, it's only 3 o'clock, I need to just do something else. No, you don't. No, you don't. If you have done the things that you wanted and needed to achieve that are part of the small incremental step process to get you towards your big end goal, you can be done. You can be done. You can go for a walk. You can watch the telly. You can have a nap. You can go to the supermarket. I don't care. Pick the kids up. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But the reason for having a business is to give you that freedom and that flexibility. That's kind of the whole point of it. So think about what you actually want your day to look like, right? What would your day look like? Some people like to get up really early. That's not me. Some people like to get up really early and start early. Fine. Get up early, start early, and finish at lunchtime. You know, why not? Have the afternoon to go and do something else. Work shorter hours, but be really focused when you do work. You know, I quite often, 9:30, maybe, sometimes 10, I start. And yeah, 3 o'clock or so, I kind of run out of energy. I have really limited energy, and I've realized that it's because of my neurodiversity. And the reason that I have limited energy is because my brain just never stops, and it's exhausting, right? So I'm always thinking about stuff. I'm always having ideas. I'm always solving problems. I'm always thinking about things clients have said to me. And, you know, my brain just never stops. So I'm really focused in the kind of productive work that I do. And I can't do that for 10 hours a day. I did when I first started the business, but now I can't, because I have to just try and give my brain a bit of a break. And that's okay. It's my business. I can do what the hell I like, right? I can structure it how I like. You can structure yours how you like, because that's the point of having a business. So what you need to do is write down, think about how you want your day to look and what's important to you. Do you want to go to the gym at lunchtime? Do you want to have a nap at lunchtime? You know? What do you actually want to do? Do you want to pick the kids up? Do you need to be able to pick the kids up? Do you want to have a lie-in every day? Do you want to get up really early? Make the conscious choice. Make the conscious choice and then structure your day around that. And as long as the hours that you need to be available for your clients, you are available, fine. Do what you like. There was a guy that I used to be friends with. He was on Dragon's Den and he got an investment, and he subsequently sold the business. They scaled it to sell. Really hugely successful in his 20s, you know, it was dead impressive stuff. And he said to me once, this is a long time ago, 11 or so years ago, but he said to me that he never got out of bed before 10, and he would work, and he would often work into the early hours and go to bed at like 2 or something. And I was like, whoa. And it never really, I mean, that would not suit me, because I like to get up late and go to bed early. I like to be asleep and horizontal. But that would never suit me. But his business was incredibly successful. He just ran it the way he wanted to do. And it was just, it was such a kind of light bulb moment, right? You can do what the hell you like. Nobody's judging you. Nobody needs to know. And if they are and they are, if they do know and they are judging you, none of their goddamn business, right? If you're making the money that you want because you understand your numbers and all of that, then yay, then everyone's happy. So fantastic. Give yourself the grace and take the time off. Okay, really quick. Last one. I don't have a strategy and I feel like a failure. Right. Everything we have talked about today is part of your strategy. Strategy is a big word that gets bandied about a lot. It just means having a plan, right? And knowing where you're going and why, a bit of why, but knowing where you're going, knowing what your action steps are. That is your strategy. That is your plan. So if you have, think about what we've talked about today. If you know why you're doing what you're doing and you have your daily non-negotiable tasks and you understand the real true costs in your business, so you know what your profit margin is and you know that your services are profitable or what to do if they're not, and you know the smaller incremental steps, the marathon, you know how to achieve the marathon of running a business, and your day is structured in the way that you want it to be, that's all part of the strategy. It's just the plan. It's just the process of running a business. That is all a strategy is. You do not need to have a written business plan. You do not. I've never had one. I mean, you know, sometimes I could perhaps be a little bit more structured in the way that I run my business, but it's all in my head. I say, this is all in my head. My head never stops. It's all in my head. All the time. So I know all that stuff, but you don't need to have all these written documents that people in the corporate world have, unless you need it for funding or for something like that, right? But if it's just you on your own working from home, you need to have a plan, but you don't need to call it a strategy. You need to have focus, you need to have direction, and you need to have an understanding of what's going on under the bonnet of your business. And that is how you're going to finish the marathon. That's how you're going to win at your business. It's much, much simpler than people make it out to be. So I'm here to simplify everything about business for you. So let me know what's come up for you today. Really enjoyed this Ask Me Anything. And if you have any questions you want to submit, just ping me a message on Instagram or LinkedIn. You'll find me. I'm Libby Langley everywhere. You'll find me. And I'll include that in the next Ask Me Anything episode of Life in Business. Now, thanks ever so much. And I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @Libby Langley. See you next week.